vain and competent, and you fumble in a greasy tune, and you add the halfpence to the pence, and prayer, and shivering, and prayer unto. You'll dry the marrow from the bone, for men were born to pray and save. The man to Garland, it's dead, it's gone, it's with O'Leary, and in the grave. Yet, they were of a different kind, the name that stilled our childish play. They have gone about the world like wind, but little time had they to pray. For whom that hangman's rope was spun, and yet, God help us, what could they save? Romantic Ireland, it's dead, it's gone, it's with O'Leary, and in the grave. Was it for this, while these spread their grey wing upon every tide? For this, that all that blood was shed, for this, Edward Fitzgerald died, and Robert Emmet, and Wolfe Tone, and all the delirium of the brave. Romantic Ireland is dead, it's gone, to O'Leary, and in the grave. Yet, will we turn out these years again, and call those echoes as they were? In all their loneliness and pain, youth cry, some woman's yellow hair, it has maddened every mother's son. But they weighed so lightly in what they gave. But let them be. They're dead. They're gone. They're with O'Leary. And in the grave, some people yet.
Just the way up you stack up, right?
There was Spike going on the dump.
I'm going to do a few other people's poems around the own stuff tonight. I obviously like Yeats and Christy Brown and those things, but sure, I'll do one on my own now. It's called Ticking Clock. Tick, tick, ticking clock. Well, you can't stop the rush to the head, but you can't stop the pushing dead, because we come to things and we go to things which are never to evolve. So push you behind and eat the apple, turn to the preacher and say amen. Turn to the city. To be. Talk to Walker. Think therefore I am another consumer clock ticking. It's time to comprehend life and understand the incomprehensible clock ticking. It's time to communicate and grow. What's that? Cry just for a laugh, cry just for your attention, and lost the understanding of the incomprehensible clock ticking. It's time to find things, lose things, learn life's the rules are there, something. Be good, be bad. Get a kick up the ass, a slap on the wrist, a mouthful of soap, and a key to the home. But not yet. Ride round free roam round. Till bedtime. Dinner time. Any time. Think of that face full of infection, an early morning erection. A part-time life. A part-time job. Part-time man. Caught sticking. Might be a man. Not a boy. Oh! Continuous! Time for protection. Bollocks. Sure, it's only 99% effect. 100% burn the rest. Clock's ticking. Time to teach and preach and see me. But I'm not even mature. I'm too young to be a citizen, but too old to last a lifetime. So join the gym. By decision, I know him. Where's my foundation? My protection and parents? Should I go? With me. Not just fucking race. Settle down. Down. Now. Now. Skip us some time. Only 69. Let's hit some air miles. Ceramic tiles, stuffy chairs. Shit in my pants. Bravo.
for a young Roman. Settle down, Recollect. Down. 6 feet. Down. Clocks. Tick. Tick.
As you'd like to say, thanks very much to PC for having me down. Appreciate that. He's very kind. He booked me in before Christmas. He's a very organised individual, very well of you. And for the people, this is my second time ever doing arena in Cork, but the last time was in the lobby. It just got to show how long ago it was. It's a good way to James Lennon, a few friends of mine down that night. Do you like James Lennon?
Yeah!
He's a legend. I've been with him now in the fort, in the show club, and I did another one there. I love him a bit. He was actually listening to his stuff on the way down in the car. You won't forget a cunt. Well, you want to know, I have a little list here, but nothing really is going to... Right, I'm going to do a refreshing one, I'm not going to apologise, but it's called How Is She, and I wrote it about an ex-girlfriend of mine who was in St. Pat's Hospital in Dublin, psychiatric hospital, she's been there for 9 months, suffering with depression, and people always say, yeah, how is she, how is she getting on, you know, and just putting on to the depression, so it's called How Is She. So how is she? Well, sure. It's probably my most repeated question, my biggest frustration with someone from pure intention, which is, I don't know, or well them, or do I? I sure can't tell, because you have to ask yourself, and not even a doctor can actually see them, and they're all just the boys comprehending, types of good messages intend, what you all intend on them, or send them. And dare I say, with a tumour, not sure. Easier. Fast. Furthermore, misunderstood pain is not easily surpassed because, like a broken bone, you can hear the cracks. This goes deeper than the bone. The marrow was mourning. The death of a heart. The vision of angel. The intentions of grace. The pursuit of the psychiatrist. The bone to feel it! It's real! Your chemical imbalance is romantic with the dark side of being stale to the freshest of normality. Should ever say that's what you're meant to be. Normality. It is the only comfortable, acceptable reality for most of it. Just because talking, experiencing, and affronting your beings is too hard when the voyage of freedom from the next addiction, the next purchase of desire, wanting to feel higher, but not meaning to accept. Yourself. We actually not have she, but who are you? Look, here I am, transcribing my eternal concept of ignoring the light of truth, joy, and love to consume an idea of society's bought into. So, let's show gratitude. Have a positive attitude. Release your demons. Heal yourself. To hear me preach, to communicate and converse, but the only experience we're taking from this is... doesn't make it feel. How is she? Does her heart pulse? Can her eyes see? Can she hear your words? Does she feel emotion? Yes. Is she getting better? To feel what her experience and made her sick per se, so can we heal her? Yes, but only with love, because she'll always remember, but these moments are more what counts, so, is she alive? I fucking know, so, she lives in a world, but the corners of her teeth and sometimes they're so much beauty they're tired. If something might be with an emotion, you should try it. You should love yourself too. How she? Nah. Nah, fuck that. How are you? That girl is actually living in Cork at the moment, and she's a nurse, and she's in the university. But unfortunately, we had a few bad words last time we spoke, but she's still a fucking nurse. Quite, fucking spa. I'll do a Chrissy Brown poem. I love Chrissy Brown basically. I read this one day in my kitchen in Halliday, making scrambled eggs. It was Sunday. Be dressing again. Can you picture that? Then be dressing again, all sexy, and it threw the head off me. It was like, because obviously I aspire to write, and I realise I'm at the start of my journey. I have an awful lot to learn, and then I read him and I read Neruda, and I kind of, oh shit, I have a lot to learn. But just the arrangement of the words threw the head off me, so it's called my credo as a male. I conclude that all conclusions are superfluous, full stop, that don't stop in one spot long enough to be duly devoured by logic. Truth, travel around the next bend. Look into the honest face of an imbecile, and therein lies a reflected vacuity of oneself mirrored in the undiscerning depth. Blissful is the imbecile possessing nothing save intimacies of the smallest embryonic pulse in this tremendous minutiae of air, which might well be true, to the armed assertion, the living of which strides stridently onto madness, and is therefore worthy of our own without pursuit. I conclude love. It enters through the eyes. It trembles a while at the fingertips. It departs as the net is open. For love successes, the taking off and the putting on of garments are not nearly as efficacious as the taking off and the putting on of masks. The best lovers are clowns. I conclude. The hope of every honest man is full accord, and the beauty of one woman is always an equal to the beauty of the next. Fortunately, the hope. I conclude. Each existence, its casually tragic or indifferent comedy, as the case may be, sustained only by images of hell. The last sad, lugubrious truth that there isn't a damn thing to know except nothing. Mr. Brown.
Who wins what, but I was happy to get an accolade and whatever it loved, but it adores me. But I wrote this poem which won it. It's called Down to the Tea Shop. I spent a homeless fella in Dublin, and I called him Hayden the poem. I didn't know his name, but I spent one day with him there in Grafton Street, and I saw him, well, not the whole thing, but I saw him in Grafton Street, and there was this lad busking doing Jimi Hendrix at their beauties. And there's a bit of fun to be watching, they were really, really good, and it took 2 years out of their case. And I was breaking my balls laughing, I was just scratching up, you know, But the lads aren't in the room, after what he put the money back in, so he put his own money in, having a good cigarette, and give people a bit of smoke, a blow, and all this sort of stuff. And I've seen him a few times, around, and so I wrote this, and I've been trying to learn my own native tongue, so I have a few words in Irish at the start as well, so.
Titten dillia eil ma aig, agus ra I roddi gogarunda, miam gair an ei, suus ma can, conic tussa, teig.
What's your mouth to, babe, Nervy? And I shoved off my daily itch only to be hindered by my own domestic bitch, so to re-engineer my acoustic life only to silly porridge, and if an antioxidant stressifying multi-supplemented life, so get news, blend some chamomile tea. I'll say that I'm only a dream with no religion and crazy philosophy. Attract, women and thought. Sure, it's easier than it seems. Grass and she was lost, and I saw Jimmy Singh and Harry Chris, the most expensive free open air concert a free man's experienced. Doorways were pissed on. Halfpenny was pissed on down the head, but he contributed. He contributed with the generosity of a widow's mite. That man's a legend in Dublin, in my eyes. To sleep in those doorways and cast back all the living that he had to the treasury of life. To make me sad. And there, glad. To see life and living in the spirit of a poor man, a giving, cause. And look at what I see. Just how futile that life can be and how he's richer than deep, or as he puts his fingers up and let out a roar. Takes out a smoke. And inhales. Choke in his last days, but he lived his life like a city in the rain, never fading, and the pain washed in forever.
Somebody put me on the Murphy's there. I'm treating the Murphy's when I'm down here. I'll give you a CD. Right, how am I doing for time? Because I mean, I've gone on a bloody night, if you're not careful.
I think about another 7-8
minutes.
Right. Thank you.
We'll do. Do a whistling poem. Huh? I'll do a sweet. I'll do another depression one. It's called Prozac Positivity, and telling a little story. So I'll just do maybe another two or three, and then sorry, scratching my arse there. Not very typical Dublin Japanese coming in here, scratching his arse and fucking get home. Then when my girlfriend was in hospital there, obviously it wasn't very, very good time for me. There's a few other problems I had. And I went on to the doctor, like, kind of just looking for a fucking fix as well, looking for Prozac, basically. And he gave me what I wanted. And I went along to the Abbey Theatre, and a friend of mine was working there, and I got to see The Importance of Being Earnest. And I laughed myself silly. Like, it was proper, but I nearly got sick. I laughed so much. And for me, I realised, well, you know, I don't need that sort of medication. I just need to do about the happy things now. I'm not here to judge, do what you want to do, self-medicate and all that. But that's where this is kind of the genesis of it was. My 6 days of Prozac positivity, Welsher, it all started with an empty me. Numbing our problems and surroundings, we can only try and cut through our pain for hurt, for reality, for some fresh perspective, detecting a somber mentality, moving to a bipolar neutrality in contrast to a well-oiled machine that's functioning with efficient sparks, both electricity. So, I'll arise and there go now, and there go to our core, where a secret garden will see our souls, sacrifice some more, nourished by living corpses that are beautifully rotting and flourishing in a world gone mad that's addicted to weed killer, where a neural uptake has resulted in suicide. So, have you set yourself a date to collide with your mate?
Breaker, Burst on Demon, Heart the Breaker, and if I threw all the cuckoo's nests, would you shoot me down or set me free? I'm not here to judge. Because what's right for you may not be right for me, but I know now the importance of being earned. It's taken me 24 years to have learned this is a lesson, a fable, a parable for happiness. Because it's only when you hit the lowest low that you can get yourself higher than you go. So please follow your intuition, listen to those voices from within, follow feelings of freedom, I understand. No, it's hard. Now you hurt yourself. Now you care about everyone else. Know the demons by name, so say hello to them from me, but please don't fear them, because I know that we can clear them from your nightmares. I'm here. I'm near. You sure? You make me real. You sure? Make me real. A real reality is better than a medicated mentality. Moving to mediocrity, meditating to purity. Prescribe yourself some happiness. Prescribe joy. There ain't no good thing to ever die yourself. Are you gone? Do you know? You've been. Do you know? Your beautiful eyes. Look in the mirror. Look at yourself. We can tell you're beautiful. Can you? I'll actually wrap up with two other people's things, that's alright.
The Rudy was mentioned that.
Have you ever seen Rudy El Pacino?
Yeah.
He's fucking amazing. If you get a chance to get it, he's brilliant. The actor in it, he's a comedian. His facial expressions are wonderful. Narudo wrote this, and I wish I could read it in Spanish, but I'm not able to. So it's called Poetry. And it was at that age poetry arrived in search of me. I don't know where it came from winter or river. I don't know how or when. No, they were not voices, they were not words, nor silence. But from a street I was summoned. From the branches of night, abruptly from others, among violent fires, or returning alone. There I was without a face, and it touched me. I don't know what to say. My mouth had no way of names. My eyes were blind, and something started in my soul. Fewer or forgotten wings, and I made my own way, deciphering that fire. And I wrote with the first faint line, faint, without substance, pure nonsense, pure wisdom of someone who knows nothing. And I suddenly saw the heavens unfastened, an open planet palpitating, plantations, shadow, perforated riddles with arrows, fire and flowers, the winding night, the universe, and I, infinitesimal being, drunk with the great starry void, lightness, image, and mystery, felt myself a pure part of the abyss. I wheeled to the stars, my heart broke use on the wind. I couldn't find that one point, so the way I do this, I go to the pubs in Dublin and you kind of get a kick in the head if you're trapped, you know, so it keeps me on my toes. And I like Eric Bogle.
and this is the band as well from the tail, they do subscribe to me. So I was just going to respond to it, even though I'm not technically a fan or whatever, and then I'll be gone. Spoiler stages, yeah? Nice and funny. Poor Apollo here. When I was a young man, carried me pack, we lived the free life of Rover. From the green muddy bases of the dust fields back I did walk, mind the field all over. Then in 1915 my country had said, son, it's time to stop ramming, this work has been done. So they gave me a tin hat and they gave me a gun and they sent me away to the war. And the band played Wild Cimatilla as we sailed away from the quay. But amidst all the cheers and shouts and the tears, we sailed off to Gallipoli. Until well, I remember that terrible day. How the blood had stained the sand in the water. And how in that hell the day called Sunday day we were butchered like lambs to the slaughter. Johnny Turk, he was ready. He pointed himself well. He chases with bullets, he rains with shell, and his 5 minutes flat nearly blown us all to hell, nearly blew us right back to Australia. And the band played Waltz and Matilda as we stopped to bury Arse Lane. We buried theirs, the Turks buried theirs, and it started all over again. Now those who were left, what should we try to survive? In this mad world of blood, death and fire. And for 10 weary weeks I kept myself alive, but around me the corpses piled higher. Then a big Turkish shell knocked me arse overhead. And when I awoke in me hospital bed and looked down, see what I'd done. Christ, I wished he was dead. Never knew the worst things have died. For no world a Waltz and Matilda in the green bush so far and near. For a hump tent and peg and man needs 2 legs, no more Waltz and Matilda for me. So they collected the cripples, the wounded, the maimed. They shifted back home to Australia. The armless, the legless, the blind, the insane, those proud wounded heroes of Sunday. As my ship pulled in to Circular Quay, I looked to the place where my legs used to be. And thank Christ, there was nobody waiting for me to grieve, to mourn, and to pity. And the band played Waltz and Matilda as they carried us down the gangway. But nobody cheered, they just stood and stared. And they turned their faces away. Now every April, I sit in my porch and I watch the parade pass before me. I see my old comrades, how proudly that they march, we living old dreams of past glory. The old men they march, but against different star. The forgotten heroes, the forgotten war. And the young people ask me, what are they marching for? And I ask myself the same question. And the band plays Waltz and Matilda. The old men, they answer to the call. But year after year, their numbers get fewer. Someday none will march there at all. Waltz and Matilda. Waltz and Matilda. Waltz and Matilda with me. And there goes. Maybe he's hurt as you pass along that boulevard and you still waltz and silver with
me.
There, well, thanks for yours.